A longtime fixture in downtown Orillia, Brewery Bay Food Company, is beginning a new chapter by relocating to Couchiching Craft Brewing Company, CCBC. The move, set to be completed by mid-February, ensures that Brewery Bay continues to serve the community while introducing an innovative collaboration between the two businesses. Under the new arrangement, CCBC will maintain its craft brewery operations in the back part of the building. However, when customers walk in, they'll find themselves in what looks and feels like Brewery Bay, thanks to the continued branding, menu, and culture. They will still be two different businesses, but it's operating like it's one corporation, explained Jenna French, owner of Rustica Pizza Vino and the new managing partner of Brewery Bay. The transition comes as Brewery Bay's founders, Steve Clark and his wife Chris, sought an exit strategy after nearly three decades of running the restaurant. Clark, who opened Brewery Bay when he was just 33, said he began thinking about succession planning about 18 months ago. "People traditionally don't continue to run restaurants into their 70s and 80s," Clark, now 62, said. "Jenna and I had conversations, and this opportunity came up." French, Clark's daughter, brings a wealth of experience from her success at Rustica Pizza Vino. Clark expressed full confidence in her ability to lead Brewery Bay into its next chapter. "She's obviously proven that she can lead a very successful concept," he said. "I believe in her leadership and the culture she's created at Rustica." The idea for the move was first proposed in November by CCBC co-owner Bob Robinson, who suggested relocating Brewery Bay to the brewery's space, just half a block down Mississauga Street East. Initially, French called the proposal a crazy idea, but she soon realized it was a natural fit. "There's a lot of overlap in the concepts and focus," French said. "It's a modern-day craft brewery that's welcoming to everyone, just like Brewery Bay always has been." While the new space at CCBC will bring some changes, Clark emphasized the heart of Brewery Bay will remain intact. "The staff, menu, and atmosphere will carry over to ensure a seamless experience for longtime patrons. Our hope is that the majority of the people who have wonderfully supported us by carrying the brand on for years will move down with us," he said. French added the team is collaborating with CCBC to refine a menu that combines the best of both establishments. "There's not a lot of ego in either kitchen," she said. "We're going to come up with the best menu for the space." The transition will also create new employment opportunities. French revealed plans for a new, vibrant dual-concept restaurant in the current Brewery Bay building. Scheduled to open in May, the new establishment will feature a restaurant on one side and a different concept on the other, designed to bring fresh energy to downtown Orillia. Details will be forthcoming at a later time. "We need to do whatever we can to breathe new, fresh life into the downtown," Clark said. "Jenna is going to bring relevant and great concepts to both locations." Clark, who will stay on for 6 months to assist with the transition, expressed gratitude for the community's overwhelmingly positive response to the changes. "People have been coming up to me one after another, saying this is wonderful and they're looking forward to it," he said. After stepping away from the business, Clark plans to focus on spending time with his wife, two granddaughters, and pursuing personal interests while continuing his community involvement. "The industry has changed, and this is just the next evolution of Brewery Bay," French said.